Spring is in the air. It's a time of new beginnings and a chance to reawaken your sexual energy with Like a Kitten. If you've ever visited a sex toy shop, you know that the number of products to choose from can be overwhelming. It's even worse when you start online shopping. Luckily, Like a Kitten makes buying sex essentials a breeze. Like a Kitten offers subscription gift boxes, so each season, you'll receive a new shipment right to your door with all the ingredients to spice up your sex life. Their spring box will tickle all your senses with treats like strawberry nipple arousal cream, cheeky apple lube, and melting rose petals for the bath. Something really sweet about Like a Kitten is that a portion of all sales goes to charities to empower women and support their education and health. To celebrate spring, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 15% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/erotic or enter code erotic at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com/erotic or use code erotic to get 15% off these incredible boxes. likeakitten.com/erotic. The link is in this episode's description. He was here. I could hear his footsteps approaching my bedroom. A smile fleeted across my lips as I waited for him to step through the large wooden door. I straightened my spine and settled my left hand on my windowpane, my eyes settling on the beautiful greenery surrounding the castle. I sipped leisurely from my goblet, and then I exhaled, welcoming the warm sensation in my throat as the fruity wine in the goblet burned a path to my stomach. I spun around to face the door just in time to hear three consecutive knocks. "Enter," I said. The door cracked open, and then he stepped in. The soldiers outside then shut the door once he walked through it. He lowered his gaze at once, as though my eyes held a malicious gleam, similar to the gleam of the midday sun in the sky. "Here I am, Your Highness," he said. The man was young, probably 20. That would place us in the same age bracket. His hair was a glistening shade of gold, even more radiant than mine could ever be. He was undoubtedly the most attractive of all my servants, but that wasn't why I had called him to me. He was new to the castle, and had only a few chances to see me. At each time, I caught him staring, his eyes revealing an untamed longing that should not even be desired by a servant. Every time he stared at me, his eyes told me he wanted to fuck me. I should be appalled that a servant regarded me in that manner, but no, each time I caught him staring, the intense look in his eyes lit up a raging fire inside of me, and that was why I had called him to me. I needed to explore the emotions he triggered inside of me, the wanton desire to be pleased by a man who wasn't my husband. "I have been expecting you, Luca." I stepped towards him, my heels clicking against the floor with each step I took. I took a momentary break to place my goblet on a table, and then I continued on my way to him, my breasts jiggling beneath the flimsy cotton of my belted robe. I halted in front of him, and while I checked out his pleasantly slim body, my pussy responded with a dull ache. "King Marcus is away on a business trip." I walked around Luca in a slow, teasing circle, my eyes never leaving his body. I returned to where I had been standing in front of him. He talked about something growing inside of me. Luca's head snapped up in my direction, his eyes questioning. I smirked. This was the exact reaction I wanted. "And I want you to check it out." I walked away from him and advanced toward my king-sized bed. Halfway there, I tugged at the belt around my waist. My robe fell open at once, bringing my full frontal nudity into view.
I shrugged out of the robe and continued on my way, letting the fabric fall to the ground. I could feel Luca's eyes all over me, caressing every part of my body, from my slim waist to my wide hips, and the sides of my breasts, which were very much visible from behind me. I could feel his eyes on my ass as well, trailing a shuddering path to my ass crack and inching its way down to my inner thighs. It was rather surprising how I could feel all of that, but I didn't dwell on the element of surprise. What I dwelled on, instead, was the fire between my legs, which burned so intensely, begging for him to extinguish it. I mounted the bed on all fours, crawled to the center, and then I lay flat on my back. "Come, Luca," I waved him over. He advanced towards me, his steps slow and surreptitious. I parted my legs, flattening my feet to the bed, and parted my legs some more. He positioned himself between my legs. "How do I even?" he asked. "You should know." I ran the tip of my tongue along my lower lip. He slipped his right index finger between my pussy lips. I moaned out with pleasure, my pussy clenching around his finger. I was the wettest I could be. I was literally dripping, so he could effortlessly glide his finger in and out of me. "Did you find anything?" I asked. He stayed mute. He kept roaming my pussy with his finger. Within moments, he added his middle finger and would occasionally curl both fingers inside of me, hitting my G-spot every single time. He moved faster, his fingers purposefully trailing the shuddering walls of my pussy. My pussy squelched and clenched, and his fingers just kept pumping me. "Luca," I called out, my voice a breathy moan. "I'd say King Marius was mistaken," he said. "But?" My heart paced as I awaited his response. "But I can't be so sure until I am deep inside of you," he said. My whole body trembled as he said those words to me. His confidence shocked me to the core, and while I was yet to recover from the shock, he peeled off his clothes, knelt between my legs, and aimed his thick cock at my entrance. He grabbed my legs and inched his way inside of me. Luca was huge, much bigger than I had expected. I grabbed the headboard of the bed to support myself as he started to pound me with deep, long strokes. My left hand slipped away from the headboard to caress my left breast. I moaned with each thrust, my voice soon getting lost in a deep-bellied groan, accompanying a sudden stiffening of his body. And then I felt his warm, creamy seed filling me up. "Is there something inside of me?" I asked, even though we both knew there was nothing. "My hot spunk is inside of you now," he whispered.
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.